A state law passed last year requires the DNR to set up two streamlined types of air pollution permits for businesses. The state's largest business group, Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce, says it generally likes what DNR staff have put together. WMC spokesperson Jeff Shepke says the rule package would make it easier for firms with low emissions.
It provides simplicity, it provides speed and flexibility. And that's really what companies need in order to continue to maintain competitiveness.
Shepke says he will ask the DNR board to let more companies use the new rules, claiming a threshold that he has in mind would be in line with federal standards. He says no firm would be allowed to exceed state emission limits. But Melissa Scanlon of Midwest Environmental Advocates says some firms would not have to provide much information to get a permit. And she says if DNR later detects problems, the rules offer firms a broad shield from prosecution.
It means that air pollution could be coming out in greater concentrations in certain neighborhoods, and that the public will not have any say about this. The rules completely cut out public participation from a decision about whether or not an individual facility should be covered by one of these registration or general permits.
The DNR rule package isn't the only relief big business wants in the air arena. Business groups are also active in the legislature, pushing a hastily debated follow-up to the Job Creation Act. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.